X Mobile, it's in Link System out of Petoskey. ACADG, ACADG, WD8DX Mobile. I'm on the 14519, over. Nothing here, WD8DX Mobile, listening, 14519. Whiskey Delta 8, Delta X-ray, listening, 19.
AB9NN mobile monitoring.
FABPM is testing. FABPM. Clear.
KFA WW testing.
KFA GDW, I can hear you. Come on back.
GDW, I believe it was. KFA WW, Kilowatt Fox Right 8 Whiskey Whiskey. Name is Tom. We're on Pablo Island.
Yeah, you're on a hot spot then, eh?
Yeah, we got a pretty clear shot of the repeater, and it's raining like crazy over here right now. We got a summer place over here just kind of getting established, and brought some radio equipment with me. I just got it hooked up just before it started raining, just in time. So just checking to see if I can get in the 7-4 repeater. How does it sound?
My radio's too small to give you any numbers, but you're absolutely clear. And got a full solid carrier going across, but I can't give you any numbers to it. Pablo Island, I was kind of thinking you were down in Detroit, but you're up in by the Straits. You can probably see the Mackinac Bridge.
Correct. Yeah, just east of Mackinac Island, and we're on the south shore of the island. We're looking at the bridge in Mackinac City from our shoreline.
Ah, very nice. Up here, there's a group called, there's about six letters to it, but it's Sheboygan, Charlevoix, Emmett County Public Service Radio Group or something close to that, and that's a member of what I'm in. And connecting with this repeater, and you know, this repeater goes down as far as West Branch or Traverse City.
That's excellent. Home QTH for us is Sheboygan. We're just southeast of Sheboygan near Alverno. But we get into the repeaters a lot better from here. We got a clear shot across the water.
Yeah, we disconnected our repeater yesterday for the parade. There were probably a dozen of us ham radio people in the crowd at specified intersections just casually being there in case something happened.
Very good. Well, thanks for working. I appreciate it. And, yeah, I know some of the group guys from the group over there, and we used to have a little club in Sheboygan, but it kind of fell apart. Everybody's getting old.
KBNS, WBR.
Go ahead, WBR.
Call us Kilowatt Bravo 8 Sierra Whiskey Romeo.
Okay, Whiskey Romeo, go ahead. You got your floor.
Okay, wasn't sure you turned it over to me, but making sure. Wondering if you could make the 145.31. Should be able to. It's in Mackinac City there, 131.8 PL. Try that one. And, that's linked to part of our Central Mission Emergency Network. And I guess the other question is, do you have any DMR stuff with you?
I think that DMR question was directed towards the man on Pablo Island. And you may have seen me in the CCE meetings, the only DMR I have is handheld Anytone.
Well, yeah, I was talking to the gentleman on Mack Island or Pablo Island, whatever. I'm not sure exactly where he's at, but yeah, I'm wondering what kind of coverage we have over there. We haven't had many people try it yet, so just wondering.
It's Tom, KFAWW on Pablo Island. No digital stuff here, just got a base radio just running off a tractor battery. Just a mag mount stuck to the steel roof of the house is all we have for right now. I got a HF antenna to put up, but haven't got to that yet. It's raining.
Okay, well, if you can at least try the 145.31. It's on the same tower as the 1-1 there in Mackinac, so it's also linked to 145.31 is linked downstate to Central Mission Emergency Network, and the 145.11 is linked to the northern hub there. So it's fairly easy for you to get into from the island.
It's awesome. At home, I got a little list of what these are linked to. And, yeah, we're on the 7-4, but I know the 145.11 is on the icebreaker Mackinac. We can see that from our shoreline. We're looking at it, line of sight.
Well, it used to be on the icebreaker, but it's located on a tower in Mackinac City there now. Same tower as 145.31 is, so that's what I'm wondering if you're able to make that one.
I haven't tried that one, but I didn't know they moved it. Very good. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, and if you do have a chance to try the 145.31, after you go to WHCMN.net, you can go on there and see the voter page and see how well you're making it. So, just a little bit more information for you. If you had DMR, I'd have you try the DMR, but you said you didn't have any, so. Just thought I'd jump in there and pass the information along.
Very much. Yeah.
Okay.
My wife here is a ham as well, KFAVIP, and her grandson is at our house right now, and he is KAKD, Alex J.J., yeah, Alpha Delta Juliet. So I was going to give him a call and see if he could hear us from there. He should be able to from the base station. But thanks for the info. We'll catch up to you guys sometime. KFAWW.
Please, sounds good. Thanks for letting me in there. Keep it up, Stubber.
KFA, GDW, I'm south of Boyne City. I cannot get into the 145-11. I did work the Mackinac Parade yesterday, and that's what we used, but we had it disconnected from the net. Anyways, 73 to you guys. Take care. I'm working on a brand new radio. I just got a PS520 with a G04 and a key and an MFJ tuner. So as soon as I get my antenna, I'll be able to go to the high frequency.
There you go. That sounds like fun.
73.
That's excellent. Well, 73 is you guys. Nice talking to you, and we'll catch you later. 73 is KFAWW, and we'll be listening.
Thanks for the conversation, KFAGDW. I'm going to be off the air. Thank you. 73 is goodbye.
73, KBSW here.
KAJD on KFAWW. KAJD reading you loud and clear, KFAWW.
On your end, but I heard you're sitting on the porch and possibly watching it rain, so that sounds good. KAJD.
KFA SDO radio check.